Bobo Simbo stands thigh high in a pool of orange water, sifting the mud for traces of gold dust. He swirls the tin pan and a tiny amount of gold glints in the sunlight. He spits in the pan and swirls again, gathering the precious dust in a small depression in the pan. Simbo has been mining here for the past 2 years. He's one of many who flocked to the Kangari Hills in southern Sierra Leone to find small fortunes in the hard graft of alluvial gold mining. He makes enough money from the sale of gold dust to take care of his wife and 3 children. Simbo says the guarantee of a daily profit makes the backbreaking work worthwhile.
So if I work, if you say I don't active on my plan, I work hard.
Simbo says if he works hard, he can get 2 or 3 carats of gold every day. He says within a week, that adds up to a nice sum. Simbo says he can make up to $100 a week, an impressive take-home in one of the poorest countries in the world. In the past few years, Balmain town has mushroomed as people rush to mine the land before it's taken over by the British mining company Clough Gold, whose 137-kilometer concession includes the artisanal mining pits. Local miners like Simbo do not pay leases for the land or mining royalties. They're small-scale workers digging in surface pits which have already been mined. Even so, many rely on panning for gold to survive. Balmain's chief, Joseph Kawa, says artisanal gold mining has transformed the town.
You might just look at mining, if you say, and I don't make this stone, don't flop.
Kawa says the local mining is responsible for the town's rapid population increase. He says because diamond mining in Kono, Kailaun and Tongo districts is slowing down, people are turning from diamonds to gold. Kawa says unlike many jobs in Sierra Leone, the profits to be had from artisanal gold mining are steady. He says at the end of the day, you're sure to make at least $3 or $4 to sustain your family. Gold is also fueling the local economy. At the central market in Balmain, business is booming. Women sit with vegetables, fruits and dried fish heaped in high piles. Clough Gold built the market when they began exploring for gold here in 2005. The Balmain license area is estimated to hold up to 2 million ounces of gold. But it's not easy to get at. Specks of gold embedded in the mountain rock can only be extracted by blasting and crushing the rock to powder. Senior administrator for Clough Gold, Clifford Patnelli, says mining for gold in the hard rock will be a first for Sierra Leone.
It is a significant find within Sierra Leone because it's never happened before in Sierra Leone, because most of the gold deposits found in Sierra Leone and which have been worked on are from the alluvial deposits. So what we are concentrating on here, gold will be coming from the source rock, and in Sierra Leone, this is like, you know, the first of its kind.
Patnelli says Clough's agreement with the government is in line with Sierra Leone's New Mines and Minerals Act that requires companies to invest 1/10 of annual revenue in local communities. But local gold miners are worried about the future. When the mine starts operations, they will have to move. Many hope they'll get jobs at the new gold mine. Saidu Kamara supports his family by working in one of the small pit mines inside the Balmain site.
If you do not take me off, well, then don't suffer me back still.
Kamara says if the mine doesn't employ him, he will suffer. Though the majority of Clough Gold's employees will be Sierra Leonean, the mine will rely more on machines than manpower. The company will hire about 500 employees and plans to start processing gold by 2012. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Balmain, Sierra Leone.